This is WAMEL.
Thank you. Good evening. This is AC9HO. My name is Kurt, and I'm calling the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club Net into session. I am located just south of the city of LaPorte, and I will be your net control for this session of LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club Net. Is there any emergency traffic? If so, please call now. Nothing heard. If there is emergency traffic at any time during this net, please jump in by saying emergency, and net control will stop the net and handle the traffic. To all that are listening, if an emergency is announced, please stop all traffic and let net control handle the emergency. The club call signs are K9JSI and W9LY. Our repeaters are the 146.970. VHF, FM analog, and now All-Star connected. It's also connected to the DMR talk group, 31146. And I just started the net on ham.live, my apologies. Located at Schultz Road and Highway 35 North on the 160-foot concrete tower. Then we have the 146.610 K9JSI VHF FM analog located at the new location at the corner of Johnson Road and 500 West and 200 North. It's right across from the Summit Farm. And then last but not least, we have the 441.950 W9LY UHF FM analog C4 FM YZX connected, also located at the tower at Schultz Road and Highway 35 North. This net meets every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Central Time here on the 146970 repeater, negative 600 offset with a PL tone of 131.8. We would like to thank the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club for the use of the repeater at this time. In case of repeater malfunction or disruption, all amateur radio operators are instructed to move to the K9JSI repeater, 146.610, negative offset with a 131.8 PL tone, and await instructions from net control. If you would like more information about the club or the repeaters, please visit the website, lpcarc.org. If you're interested in seeing the check-ins live during the net and sign in to ham.live like I should have done, and I did, and look for lpcarc information net. We use this logger to log the check-ins, of course, and there is a live text chat for everyone to use as well. With the live text chat, it's almost like having two nets at the same time. All we ask is that you check in via the radio, since getting radioactive is the point of having the net. Ham.live is a browser-based program for net logging and works on all computers or phones that have a browser. There is a video on the website to help set up an account. It is free. If you need assistance, you can ask on the net, and we can try to help. Look forward to seeing you on ham.live. All licensed amateur radio operators are invited to check into this net. This is a directed net. Please give me your call sign, name, and location when checking in. When I acknowledge each station, I will ask if they have anything for the net. Anything for the net can be any topic, question, or even just the radio and antenna you are currently operating. If you wish to make additional comments or connect with another check-in during the net, you can do so by saying comment or question with your call sign and wait for net control. For the check-in portion of the net, I will ask for club officer check-ins first, followed by short-time or mobile stations. Then I will go through the ham.live list as I have it. After that, I will ask for general check-ins for the remainder of the net. At the end of the net, I will be asking for anybody wishing to sell, trade, donate, or look for any amateur radio-related items on the swap and shop session. I will now take check-ins from any current club officers. Current club officers, please call now.
This is K9PGC.
Okay, acknowledging K9PGC, John, club vice president. Do you have anything for the net?
Good evening, Kurt, and everybody else out there. We had a beautiful night for the bonfire Saturday. We had about 14 people that showed up, and everyone brought a little something to eat and so forth. So we had hot dogs, we had marshmallows, we had s'mores, chips and so forth, and it was a very pleasant evening. You know, not too cold, zero wind, and basically no bugs. You think about it, you know. Somebody did complain a little bit, but it's far from what we've been having, we've been experiencing, and so forth. We had a real nice evening. The one thing I thought was funny is when we got the fire started, you know, chairs are in a certain position just because of that. Well, no matter how well the fire was burning, nobody got closer to it, and that's one of my key points when I hang out. For a bonfire, I want to get roasted a little bit. And, but, you know, everyone, it was, like I said, a nice turnout. Everyone's talking, so forth. And the fire was a nice ambiance. It wasn't completely necessary to stay warm because, once again, said it was just, the weather was just great. I'd like to do this every year, but I don't think Mother Nature's going to let me have the same conditions every year. But, hey, we'll see what happens next year, so... Mark that on your calendars for those of you that didn't show up, and because this might be another lucky Saturday, do about the same thing next year, first Saturday of October, and see how that works out for everybody. But other than that, I did have something useless to say earlier, later, or whenever it happens today. But back to you there, Kurt. This is K9PGC.
Okay, John, very good. Yeah, thanks for putting that together for everybody. And it was a good time and very, very nice weather. You couldn't ask for a better night for a bonfire. That's for sure. A lot of hanging out and talking. Good times. All right, John, we'll check back with you in a little bit for useless information. Look forward to that every week. Any other current club officers, please call now. Okay, hearing nothing, I will now take check-ins from mobile or short-time stations. Mobile or short-time stations, this is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
KD9HAY, mobile.
WB9YTA, mobile, via the 220 repeater in South Bend.
Okay, acknowledging KD9HAY and WB9YPA. KD9HAY, Hayden, do you have anything for the net?
KD9HAY, just wanted to echo your sentiment and say thank you for John for putting the bonfire together. Disappointed I didn't get to make it. I had some other things going on, and hopefully if we're going to be doing it that first Saturday of October, I'll definitely put up put that in my calendar and try to make it. And I want to say thank you, Kurt. I know you did a lot of work this week on the different repeaters, and everything seems to be back up and working better than ever. So thank you to that. Other than that, don't think I have too much to say. So we'll go ahead and send it back to Net Control, KD9HAY.
Okay, Hayden. Well, thank you for the kind words. Yeah, I put almost 10 hours in over throughout the whole week. So maybe even a little bit more than that, but who's counting? But I hope it stays running. I had it going for a couple days, and then it quit. And then that took me a few days to get it back going again, and knock on wood, so far so good. So, Hayden, you drive careful out there. Don't work too hard. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Thanks again for checking in. Next up list, we have WB9YPA, Mike, on the 220 All-Star. Mike, do you have anything for the net?
Hey, Kurt, good evening. And, yeah, really enjoyed the bonfire. It was real nice. I had an emergency call to go to Saturday, so unfortunately I didn't get there until after sundown, but it was, oh, what a beautiful night. T-shirt, it was T-shirt weather. So anyway, kudos to all that had, you know, to all the work that went into it, and I very seldom get a chance to do things like that, so I was very happy. Couldn't have asked for a day for that. And then I do have something for Mike when Mike, you know, maybe after the net, if I'm heading to Michigan City on a job right now as we speak. So I'm not sure if I'll be able to speak with Mike, but I just wanted to mention that the antenna that Mike bought for 220, I looked at it. It's a Harvest, and it has 3/5 wave elements. 3/5, it's a collinear, and I think that's a pretty good antenna system. So I'm going to discuss that with Mike. He should be able to work the 220 machine full quieting from where he's at. On a regular basis. So I think I'm gonna try to get over to help him out with he might have a transmission line problem or something there. But yeah, I'd like to help Mike out with that. So Mike, if you're listening, I'll try to give you a call when the net is over with. But anybody looking for a 220 antenna, I'm pretty impressed with that. What he ordered, that Harvest antenna. So I don't want to make a commercial out of it, but I was pretty impressed. With that, back to you, Kurt. Net Control, this is WD9YPA listening.
Okay, Mike, very good. Yeah, I'm sure he'll appreciate any help he can get. And I do know he made a contact on your repeater. He talked to Brian on there. I'm not exactly sure how good he was coming in, but if Mike's listening, he can try checking in tonight through the 220, going right into the WB9YPA repeater, and we should hear you on this repeater, and I can let you know how you sound. But Mike, YPA, you sound good getting into the repeater through the All-Star, into your repeater, through All-Star into our repeater. Sounds perfect. And we appreciate you checking in while you're mobiling out there. Mobile safely. And have a good evening, good rest of your week. And if there's anything else you want to, this goes for everybody. If there's anything you need to say or get off your chest or add to the conversation, feel free to jump in at any time. Again, Mike, thanks for checking in. All right, that's... we'll see if we have any more mobile or short-time stations. Mobile or short-time stations, please call now. Okay, I will go through the ham.live list. And first on the list is N9ROM. Bob, do you have anything for the net?
Good evening, Kurt, and everybody else out there. Nothing for the net. Just kind of trying to keep track here, too, of the Cubs game. Hi. So with that said, I'll hand it back over to you. 73s to everybody, and 9ROM.
Well, I am flattered that I can even come close to competing with the Cubs right now. you know, my net and the Cubs on at the same time, and I at least got some of your attention. I will take it. All right, Bob. Thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Next on the list, we have KD9VUV. Brian, do you have anything for the net?
This is KD9VUV. Good evening, Kurt. Thanks for running the net. I don't have much for the net tonight. Back in net control, this is KD9VUV.
Okay, Brian, very good. Well, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. We have another one on ham.live here, KD9WXK. Ryan, do you have anything for the net?
Of course I do. This is KD9WXK, and just want to say that I'm sure it would be talked about a little bit more, and feel free if you'd like, Kurt, to kind of open the floor for any questions about this, but obviously this weekend is going to be that, you know, kind of joint operation we have over in Kingsbury, where Sandy Creek group that meets every Saturday is actually going to be participating in, you know, helping out at Kingsbury for literally any questions you have. If you got a project you want to work on, like, this is a perfect opportunity to come out and think of it like an open, like, tutoring or workshop. You know, bring your questions, bring your projects. We can't guarantee answers that we'll have them or anything, but, I mean, in some cases, we've actually taken time to just sit down and learn with somebody. We've helped solder whatever you want. That's what we like to do every Saturday is help people. So don't feel like you have to go out to activate. Just come out just to kind of watch and learn and just have fun. That's all we do it for. But I know you'll have some more details on it later, but if anybody has any specific questions about anything, feel free to ask. But back to net control, this is KD9WXK.
Okay, Ryan, well, thank you for bringing that up. And I don't have it. I probably got the same details you have, but yes, October 11th, we're going to do a joint POTA or just come out and hang out, whatever you want to do. It sounds like Ryan's offering just about anything. So it's an open book, but POTA will be there in the background. Somebody's going to be activating. Doesn't have to be everybody. But does anybody have any questions about the POTA activation while we have Ryan? Because you never know. He might have to walk away for a minute. So anybody have any questions for me or Ryan about this Saturday's POTA activation?
N9OKA.
How did I know Mike was going to chime in? Go ahead, Mike.
Thank you, Kurt. I'm trying to read my chicken scratching here for directions to the place I heard. There's a different way to go into the game preserve now. I got 35 to 500 cells, and that's all I can make out here.
Yep, there's actually only one way in that I know of. So used to be two ways, but now there's only one. So yeah, 500 south, and then you take it all the way to the end, and then turn right, and then you'll go over a set of tracks, and then you'll be in the park. Where you go from there, I'm not too sure, but we will have a talk in on, I'm saying both repeaters. I don't know if that was the right thing to do, because some people, some HTs maybe out there might not be able to get into JSI, or this one, so I put W9LY and K9JSI as they're talking. So if you have any issues getting in there, Mike, I'm sure somebody can help you and point you in the right direction, or even meet you and have you follow them to where everybody's meeting. I know they're saying lot 5A by the Tamarack boat launch. Ryan, is that correct?
I believe that is correct. I was just going to double check with the info that you had posted in Discord. I'm trying to find it, but that does sound correct off the top of my head.
And to be honest, the only reason I got that is because I saw Rich posted in Discord as a suggestion, I believe. So hopefully he hasn't checked in yet, but maybe if he has more information, like if we're going to meet somewhere else and then move to that lot A, because I'm not even sure where that's at. But, Mike, once you're in there, you can get lost, but not for very long. I believe it's a straight shot once you drive in there, but I don't know. You're going to have to get on the repeater. Rich, sounds like Rich knows right where it's at. So, and even Ryan might need some help. I don't know. Ryan, have you been out there?
Yeah, I actually have. I went, it's been almost 2 years now, but I believe that is actually near, it's the lake that's in there, and I'm trying to think of what the lake's called. It's right there by the boat ramp, so it's on like the east end of the park that we'll be at. And it should be kind of more or less right off the main road in the park, so it shouldn't be that far out of the way. When I went last to activate, we went to that very, like, southeast parking lot. There's, like, a little boat launch there and, like, a creek or whatever, but you have to drive, like, mile and a half south or something or whatever to get to it. But we sat down there and activated. So, yeah, I know about where we're going to be. But, yeah, feel free. Either the 14733 repeater, K9DW, use that, or I believe you had the 146610. Either will work. We usually have our HDs on, or sometimes like a mobile radio or something out there, and are listening in just in case anybody calls and asks questions.
Alpha Charlie 9, X-ray November.
Okay, heard you in there, George. We'll get you next. So, Mike, does that answer your question?
Again, trying to read my chicken scratch. Here is Up Road also 500 South.
No. Up Road is the second way in that is now blocked. You can't get in there that way. So you have to take 500 South. Which is, as soon as you see the Dollar General on the right side, you better be in the left lane to take the next left, because that's 500 South. And when you turn on there, right to your right is a little chicken, which you don't know that, unless you knew it was there. It used to be the old locker plant back in the day, meat plant, but now it's a chicken processing facility. But there's no signs or anything, so look for Dollar General on the right side. You better be in the left lane to get ready to turn left shortly after Dollar General.
Got it. I appreciate that. So, I'm familiar with the old locker plant there. I know what you're talking about. So, I'm going to rewrite my directions there now. N9OK. Thank you.
No problem, Mike. That's why we're here. George, AC9XN. Go ahead, sir.
Alpha Charlie Niner, Hotel Oscar. This is Alpha Charlie Niner, X-ray November. Just a reminder, the 11th, this Saturday, is the Aries District 1 simulated emergency test. So apparently everybody that's going to Kingsbury is not going to participate in the test. Did anybody forget about this, or this is a non-issue? Over.
Yeah, I think we found out about the scent test like the week after the date was decided for the FOTA. So I've been announcing both of them at every net. And so everybody has a, you know, even though you're at the FOTA, you can still check into the net. That's not going to be a problem. So you can do both.
Okay, thank you for the update. I just didn't want to drop the ball on the amateur radio emergency services simulated emergency test this weekend from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. So back to you, Kurt. Alpha Charlie Niner, X-ray November. Clear.
Okay, George. Thank you for that. And, yep, been announcing both. Hopefully we get participation on both. And like I said, I know it was very hard to find that date for the POTA activation because everybody was busy every weekend. That somebody suggested, like, no, going here, doing that. So we finally just decided October 11th, and then that's it. And I believe it was after it was decided, literally the next net that I held, AC9EB came on saying, hey, there's a SET test, simulated emergency test, on October 11th. And that's why I was like, oh boy. But it was already set in stone, so we didn't want to change it again. George, thank you for that. Ryan also said on ham.live, thank you for including that. And yes, hopefully as many as possible that's out there for POTA active, participates in the SET test as well. All right, anybody else have any questions? Please call now. This is AC9HO Net Control.
KE9BBB, Josh.
You have a question, Josh? Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I am also checking in short time. I just realized what time it was. And I just caught the right time. I was wanting to ask about Saturday. So you have to come in on 500. You said Club Road, you can't get there through. Is that correct? Is that what I heard, I think?
Yes, that is correct. Hup Road no longer goes all the way through. They blocked it. So there is no, it's basically a dead-end road now. It's a very long dead-end road, but it's a dead-end road.
Okay. And then on 610 or the, what they, AEW repeater, is someone will be monitoring to walk us in then? I'm sorry, I caught the tail end of it. I just turned on my radio, my HD right now.
Yeah, no problem. No problem, yeah. That'd probably be best because the Potato Creek group will probably be listening mostly to the 147.330 K9DEW repeater. And then the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club group will probably be listening to both the K9JSI 146610 and this repeater 146970. So I imagine you can almost call on any of those three repeaters and you'll get somebody.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, that's really all I have. Oh, what time?
Anytime after 8 a.m., I would imagine. That's what I had on my little flyer that I made up with ChatGPT. But, yeah, that's when setup starts, and then the festivities start whenever, I guess as soon as you get there.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Kurt. Thanks for doing that, and thanks for answering questions. And I'll probably see you guys out there Saturday, then, whoever is able to go. I'll give it back to Net Control. Everybody have a good evening from KE9BBB. I'll be clear.
Okay, Josh. Very good. Got you down there to check in. Thank you for the question. Have yourself a good evening. Good rest of your week. And thanks again for checking in. VUB says the set will be on K9JSI 146610, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. And Brian is going to be net control.
Cool.
Good for you. KD9VUV is going to be net control. Awesome. All right. And I will be announcing that again later. Anybody else have any questions before I move on? AC9HO, net control. Okay. I wanted to get that hashed out as soon as possible. That way, since it's this Saturday, we got to make sure everybody knows all the information. All right. Now we will call for general check-ins. Anybody anywhere? Please call now.
N9OKA.
N9YOU.
Alpha Charlie 9, X-ray November.
KF9WW.
Okay, sounds like a good spot to stop. And, of course, N9OKA, AC9XN had you guys already, so we'll get to you guys in a second. N9YOU and KF9WW. N9OKA, do you have anything for the net?
Yeah, I have two things. I'm wondering if KI9NG is out here, Bill.
I know he hasn't checked in for a while. KI9NG. Bill, are you listening? I'm thinking that's a negative there, Mike.
Okay. Will he come on the repeater a little earlier and notify us, the stations that were out there, that on the 25th at noon, at the Indiana Dunes State Park, they're going to have a POTA there, and it does. Yeah, it starts at noon, the 25th at Dunes Park. If I wrote this down right, it was about 10 minutes after I talked to him, and I wrote it down. I hope I have this information right.
I know he sent me the flyer. But I just got a new phone yesterday, and it seems my messages aren't current. Let's see here. What the heck, man? Well, I was going to see if you were right, but I don't have the flyer anymore. Maybe Hayden's still listening. KD9HAY, can you confirm, please?
KD9HAY, it is a joint POTA activation, and more importantly, or I guess not necessarily more importantly, but the main activity for the day is a fox hunt at the Dunes State Park. And like Mike said, it is on the 25th, and it starts at 12:30 Central. The talk-in will be on 146.52 and the Valpo 1 GMRS repeater.
Yep. Yep, I just got your text. I had the first text, but it didn't download it for some reason, so the new one works here. So, yeah, like Hayden was saying, Fox Hunt, Indiana Dunes State Park, and a POTA. It's being hosted by Rob, W9PRK, and Bill, KI9NG. Meet at the Indiana Dunes State Park on October 25th, 12:30 Central Time. They'll be listening, like Hayden said, on 52, 146.52. That's just simplex. It's not a repeater. It's just simplex. So no offset, no PL tone. And then the GMRS Valpo 1 repeater, 462.700 with a PL tone of 141.3.
One more comment about that, too, KD9HAY.
Sure, go ahead.
It's not labeled on the thing that Bill made, but I probably will be monitoring the 610 too. So if you can't raise somebody on 5-2, chances are I can probably hit the repeater from there, but give a shout out there too, and somebody will probably be able to hear you.
Okay, thank you for that, Hayden. Mike, do you have anything else?
Yes, one other thing here. And I did forget to write down the fox hunt, and he did mention that as well. But I have an SOS to send out here. I've got a in-bed wire antenna for my HF, and it needs to be analyzed and it needs to be tuned. And but first it needs to be brought back down, have that done, and then put it back up. I can't do it. I'm wondering if anybody out here could do it for me. I would greatly appreciate it. N9OKA.
Well, I will open the floor up to anybody that can give Mike a hand there. I would volunteer, but I think I'm volunteering for too much stuff at the moment. So, is anybody else out there got some time they can give Mike?
JD9HAY.
It didn't key up again. I thought I fixed that. Go ahead, Hayden.
Yeah, Mike, if you can wait till Sunday, I should have some free time on Sunday. I can shoot over there with my analyzer and give it a look.
I really appreciate it. I got it here. I really appreciate that. I was going to mention also, I know it's getting late in the year, but if it could be done the sooner the better, otherwise next spring, but that would be great, Hayden, if you could come over Sunday.
Yep, not a problem. Like I said, I'm pretty sure I don't have too much going on that day, so I can probably run over there and put the analyzer on it.
I need to repeat this. There is a problem. It's up in the air. I need it brought down where you can analyze it and trim it or whatever, and then put it back up.
How do you have it up, Mike? How did you get up there, and how high is it?
It's, I have a single-story house, and I have a, what used to be an outside, or an attached porch, and, it's on my porch roof on 20-foot of mast, and, that's how I got it set. It just requires a couple of wrenches to undo the mounts to bring the mast down, and then we can get to the antenna.
Oh, okay. That doesn't sound like it'd be too awful bad. I mean, first things first, you're going to test it, analyze it before you bring it down. Are you trying to tune it for a specific band or all the bands?
Well, me and Johnson, KB9LBG, I think is called, my nephew, we were on the phone with DX Engineering for about 15 or 20 minutes, talking to him about the problem I've been having since the beginning, and that is that I cannot get 80 meters to tune up with my antenna tuner. I keep getting a warning across my JZFT891 of high standing wave. And so he told me that the antenna needed to be tuned, which I don't know that it ever was. I think it was just put up there. And so it either needs to be cut or folded, tuned to 80 meters. And that's the situation I'm at right now.
Well, I don't know what antenna you have, but if it's too long for 80 meters, it's a very long antenna. Not sure what 80 meters is supposed to be lengthwise. Hayden, do you know that?
Somewhere around 132 foot.
Okay, so if you're over 132 foot, that makes sense. But if you're under 132 foot, that's probably why you're not tuning it.
KUTB.
Go ahead, Tony.
Mike, are you talking about your vertical or are you talking about your wire?
talking about my InFed wire now. That I bought from DX Engineering. It came in a package with my radio and my tuner and my power supply. And initially I called DX Engineering about my antenna tuner. I wondered if it was bad because I cannot tune 80 meters. And the more we talked, the more they told me that it was probably my InFed long wire antenna that it needed to be analyzed and tuned.
So Kirk, he's just basically running a wire, and it's a shorter one. It's not one of the longer ones, but it should, with the tuner that he's got, it should tune 80 meters.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if it's maybe the way it's mounted, you know, the way it's ran. Maybe that's why it's not tuning right, because you definitely probably don't want to shorten it. You need it as long as it can possibly be, I would think.
Question, Alpha Charlie 9 X-ray November, question.
Yeah, go ahead, George.
Alpha Charlie 9 X-ray November. Mike, do you have a 49-to-1 gallon with your NFED antenna? Over.
I'm not sure we're always in line with that antenna. We just took it out of the box and Travis put it up there. But I see where there's more than just wire up there. I'm not sure if it's a ballon or what it is, but I think that it's at the very end of it is coiled up around the place where he mounted it, and I don't know if the coil is messing it up or not.
You're not supposed to have any coils other than four or five loops on your coax about a foot or so from the ballon. Usually they put a short counterpoise on the ballon, or they ground one side of the ballon. Over.
Yeah, I don't know what to say about this. I don't know. It's my first HF rig radio and antenna. And I didn't put it up there. I just don't know what to say. N9OKA.
Okay, well, I can't help you then. But good luck. Hope you get it fixed. Alpha Charlie 9 X-ray November. Back to net control.
Okay, George. Well, thank you for that. And as you're finding out, Mike, very few ham radio kits are plug and play. Everything has to play in harmony with each other if you're wanting to do all the bands. So first things first that I would think Hayden would want to know, and if by chance I have time, I might come out there too, but I'm not sure. Do you know the model of the antenna? And if you don't right now, try to find that. What antenna is it?
Usually long wire antennas that are N-fed, if you're going to try to tune 80, usually it's 132 feet or longer, and I use a 49-to-1 ballon because the antenna itself will have about a 2,500 ohm impedance, and you want to use a 49-to-1 to bring it down to around 50 ohms. And usually, with the tuner and the radio, you can make it tune 80, 40, and 15 for sure. Usually 20, but not always, and not usually 17 or 10, but it needs to be checked out. Sounds like the coil that you have is adding too much impedance to the antenna, and it's not working right. Over.
Okay, George, thank you for that. And since he doesn't know what he has, I was hoping that he would have the name of the antenna so that we can look it up and see exactly what he's got before anybody goes there. Mike, over to you.
I do know what it is. I just had to go through my history and find it. I saved it. It's called a PAR InFeds Antennas EF 8010 JRKW. It's the PAR ends.
Okay. I never heard of that antenna. What was the model number again? Part ends what?
EF, E as in Edward, F as in Frank, 8010, J as in Jerry, R as in Randy, K as in Kevin, and W as in Whiskey.
Okay, very good. I'll take a look at that. Maybe Hayden take a look at that too. Hayden or Tony, do you guys have anything else to add?
Well, it says that's a 74-foot antenna, which I'm not sure how they're tuning 80 at that if it's a 49-to-1. But, yeah, I'll take a look at it. One thing, too, Mike, if generally with NFED you have to use your coax as the counterpoise if you don't have a dedicated ground line on it. So I don't know if you have a choke on it, but if you have a choke at the transformer side, that'll keep that from tuning. So, but like I said, I'll take a look at it and see if I can't figure something out.
Well, that's number two on my list. When it came down to installing that antenna, all I had left was a 50-foot length of RGA coax that's over 25 years old. And I've got a brand new piece of RX here that I want to put in its place. So when it's bucked down, I want to change the coax on it, N9OKA.
Okay, very good. Mike, you sure know how to make these nets long. I got to give you a hard time. All right. Well, we'll look into that. And if anybody else has anything, Tony, did you have anything else? I'm going to take that as a no. All right. So, next on the list, Mike, thanks for checking in. And if you got anything else, feel free to jump in. Have a good evening, good rest of your week. Next on the list is AC9XN, George. Do you have anything for the net? Nope, might have lost George. AC9XN, George, you still there? Do you have anything for the net? All right, we'll come back to George. N9YLU, Brian, do you have anything for the net?
Yeah, thanks, Kurt. This is N9YLU. Yeah, I just wanted to say that I definitely enjoyed, if I can think, the bonfire, there we go. Definitely enjoyed that, had a lot of fun. Bunch of fun, everybody that came out, and like John said earlier, we had a decent amount, like 13, 14 people, so that was nice, and it was just great. Thanks, John, for putting it on. We definitely enjoyed it, and hopefully we can get some more out next year, hopefully. That's probably about it. Just looking forward to Saturday for Kingsbury. And I did look it up, and it looks like it's going to be right there just south of the fish hatchery there at that little that pond there, or whatever you want to call it, just to the east of there. So it looks like that's where it's going to be, but I guess we'll definitely find out come Saturday. But other than that, yeah, it was just been busy this week, hopefully settle down a little bit over the weekend. And Mike, I hope you get your stuff, your antenna and that, all straightened out too, and hope to see you there too, and hope to see everybody there at Kingsbury. So, and Kurt, thanks for running the net too. You do a great job as always. And back to you. This is N9YOU.
Okay, Brian. Well, thank you for the kind words. And if I remember correctly, when you go into the park from 500, which will then turn into Hupp Road. So everybody that was asking, 500 when you turn right will be Hupp Road, I believe, after that. But anyway, You go over the tracks, and I think there's, you get to a stop sign a short ways down, and then you turn left. Is that correct? And then it's all the way down probably a couple miles. Am I correct on that, Brian?
Yeah, basically you just take Hub Road and just go east, and if you don't stop before you hit the water, you know, then you're in the water. Because I usually come the back way, come down 104 and go through that way and go by the fish hatchery. That's the way I normally come in. But I was looking, and it looks like they might be working on the road right there, too. I'm not sure, but I guess I'll find out Saturday. But, yeah, as long as, just take up road east, and you'll definitely run into it, literally.
Yeah, okay. I got an idea where it's at now. I wasn't sure if that was the spot or if it was straight at the stop sign. So I know Ryan said southeast, and it got my brain thinking. And then you said it again, and I thought again. So I thought I'd ask before I forget to ask when Ryan was mentioning it. But, yeah, I think if you keep going, you end up in the water. That's no good. But give us something to talk about. Anyway, all right, Brian, well, thank you for that. And I look forward, I'm hoping to make it out there Saturday. I don't know if I'll be there at 8 o'clock, but I'll be there sometime, I think. So hopefully we'll see you there. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week, and thanks for checking in. Next on the list, we have KF9WW. Mike, hopefully you're still getting in there. You weren't as good as you were the other night until about 1 in the morning. Maybe even later than that. But, Mike, do you have anything for the net?
I'm having trouble this evening with the receive end of it. I don't know how the transmit end of it is, but I don't have anything new to add. And, I've been listening, trying to decipher it through the static. So I'm going to make it a short transmission and say good evening to everyone. And we'll listen as long as I can make whatever anyone is saying and try to get you.
Okay, Mike, yeah, you definitely get into the 6-1 much better than this repeater. Heard everything you said. You held the repeater the whole time, just had some static. Probably the same thing you're hearing on your end. So, as a matter of fact, that night that you, Mike, and I were talking to the wee hours of the morning, that was on 6-1, and we tried 9-7. You couldn't even get into it that night, so... this one in your direction doesn't work as good as the 6-1, that's for sure. But, Mike, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Next we have, if he's out there, Tony, KA8UGB. Tony, do you have anything for that? Yeah, Tony's a busy guy, so we got him down as a check-in, though. We are going to try George again, though. AC9XN, George, if you're out there, do you have anything for the net? Okay, we'll consider George done for the night, too. That's okay. He contributed a lot tonight, so as Tony did as well. Thank you guys for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Any other check-ins? Anybody anywhere? This is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
9YOU with one other thing.
Comment.
Yeah, go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, I forgot to mention, too, there will be donuts there, too. If I remember right, there's Ryan and Katie are bringing them. I want to say probably, I think, 2 dozen. So, maybe a bakery there in North Liberty where they get them from. So definitely good. So just to mention that too. I forgot to mention it before, but up there now. Back to you, Kurt, and NYOU.
Okay, Brian. Yeah, thank you for letting us know that, and so that everybody knows, Ryan, KD9WXK, posted a map on Discord. I'm looking at it now, and I think I can see where I would be coming from. And I can post this map to the Facebook page, the LaPorte County. Wow, I can't ever remember that name. Let me bring it up here. This is live. LaPorte County Amateur Radio Organization. If you do not have it on Facebook, please add it as a group. Follow us, because we're hoping to start putting in more club activities on the Facebook page. And then if anybody else has any activities they want to advertise, especially, mostly, preferably, amateur radio related, feel free. Post as much as you want on there and as often. So just follow. I think there's some rules, but we'll take care of that if we have to. But, yeah, the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Organization, please follow. So I will post that map after the net, and maybe that will help people out that that are following that group. Now I forgot what we were talking about. Ryan posted on Ham.Live 2 dozen donuts from the bakery is what will be there Saturday. Awesome. We like donuts. All right, any other check-ins, anybody anywhere, please call now.
KC9DJP Mobile. Comment.
All right, Mike, we'll get your comment after we get Mike or get Rich's check-in here. KC9DJP, Club President Rich, do you have anything for the net? She's a half glass full.
See, Mike, I told you, don't fall in love with this woman. She has no manners. So, no, the only comment I got about getting into the pro event this weekend is when you get in to the Fish and Wildlife area off of Hump Road, you'll just follow that road straight to a stop sign. And it's the only stop sign on that road. If you go straight, it's a dead end, and it's marked dead end. If you turn to the right, it takes you to the firing range, which you'll be able to see and possibly hear. If you go left, take that straight for about 2 miles, and then it's going to curve to the left, which will take you to the hatchery. It'll go straight, like a little drive area, which is to the boat launch to Lake Tamarack. And just to the right of that is the parking lot. Phi Alpha is the parking lot, and it is marked. So once you turn left off that stop sign, just watch the little markers of the parking lots, and they'll start at like 3 or 4 and work its way down to Phi Alpha.
Okay, very good. We definitely want to be careful saying Hump Road too much. It is Hump Road, but you cannot take it from 35. I can't stress that enough. You cannot go all the way through from 35 on Hump Road. You have to take another road, whether it be 500, whether it be 104 to Hump Road, something to that effect. Which, Rich, didn't you say there was some construction over there too on 104?
Yeah, right around Fish Lake. But that'll, where that detours you to, it'll put you back on 4, I believe. I think like 4 goes through Fish Lake and 104 goes the opposite direction, the other direction. But anyway, if you follow the detour coming from the east, it'll put you at 104, and then if you turn right, then you're just about a mile away or so from the entrance, from that side of the where the hatchery is. Just look for signs for the fish hatchery, and you can turn left there, and it'll take you to the same spot.
Okay, so there are two ways in. I didn't know about that way. So, and then Hayden brought up a good point on ham.live. 35, for anybody that doesn't travel 35 south much, Indiana Ave is blocked, which turns into 35. So if you're coming through LaPorte and you want to go south, you got to kind of do a little detour to get around that road blockage. And that's going to be blocked for a very long time. I don't know how long, but for a while. So the repeaters might be used to get everybody there because there's construction. And then everybody also remembers Hump Road going all the way through, which it does not now. Right about the gun range, shortly, a little bit between the gun range and the ordnance area, not ordnance area, but the where all the factories are, is where they blocked it. You can't even see it until you get to the very, very end. You can actually see the gun range. And then you got to turn around and go all the way back. So definitely don't take 35. Rich, do you have anything else?
No, just, I'm sure we'll have somebody monitoring 9-7 or 6-1, and we'll be able to get you in there one way or another.
Yeah, and the POTA group's going to be monitoring 147-330 K9DEW. So you got many options. So if somebody's talking on the repeaters, W9LY or K9JSI, then try K9DEW. So somebody will be listening and can help guide everybody. And like I said, if we have to, we can have a chase vehicle catching people. Say, all right, follow me. All right, Rich, well, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week. We'll do one more call. Oh, wait, sorry, forgot about you, Mike. Mike, go ahead with your comment.
I just want to mention, for those that would be able to help me, Sonny, with my in-bed warm wire antenna, if you want my phone number, I can put it out here.
Well, the only thing I want to know is there a buffet, and is it all you can eat?
Oh, mercy. That's a great question. I wonder if I could pull that off.
We can have chicken. Oh, I had to get that in there, Mike. Hayden, do you need his phone number?
Yeah. Well, are you going to be monitoring the radio? If you're enough radio nearby, then no, I can get one on there.
I'll make sure to monitor it.
Alrighty, sounds good. If nothing, I'll at least be able to knock on your front door. KD9HAY.
I have one more comment, Kurt.
Of course you do, Mike. Go ahead.
Shame on me. No, I just wanted to say congrats there to John about the campfire last weekend. That was great. But I made a note for future references that I will be bringing a bottle of mustard with me next time for my hot dogs. Ketchup on a hot dog where I come from is a no-no. N9OKA.
Where'd you come from, Mars?
I'm stuck up here, got Dixie on my mind. I'm from North Carolina.
You know, what's funny is, I know we're getting sidetracked, sorry. But what's funny is, talking about hot dogs, I was raised to eat ketchup on everything. I don't know, it's just how my dad was. And then I found out as an adult that he never ate ketchup on his hot dogs. He always had mustard, and it almost hurt. I couldn't believe it, because he always had ketchup. And then I kind of picked that up as a kid, and now I do it as an adult. So, anyway, I had to throw that out there. But, okay, We'll do one more call for general check-ins. Anybody anywhere, this is AC9HO Net Control. I will call for more check-ins after the information part of the net that we haven't got to yet. Please call now. Okay, I hope that didn't deter anybody from checking in or comments or anything, because that's not what that was about. I like to tease. But we will get started on the information part of the net. First off, area net. Aries District 1 serving Lake, Porter, LaPorte, Jasper, and Newton counties. Excuse me. The Aries District 1 net is every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on the N9IAA repeater, frequency of 146.685, and a PL tone of 173.8. There is also a net for GMRS licensed stations every third Thursday at 7 p.m. Central on the Valpo 1 repeater, 462.700, positive offset with a 141.3 PL tone. And I changed the order a little bit here, see if anybody noticed. LaPorte, of course, now you're going to notice. LaPorte County, early warning siren testing net, the first Saturday of every month on this frequency beginning at 11 a.m. Please check in with net control operator 30 minutes prior for updated location requirements. The next siren test will be November 1st. Again, that's the LaPorte County early warning siren testing net. I am also posting that on Facebook. I'm going to try to do it every month. And it, you know, that's funny with Facebook. I'm on another tangent. I'm making these, I've never done it before, so I'm learning it, but I'm making these events. And it asks if you want to repeat the event, and it gives you a day. I think it gives you an hour, a day, and a week, and it stops there. It doesn't give you a month. I'm like, I'd like to do this every month, but it doesn't let you. Anyway. So again, LaPorte County Early Warning Siren Testing Net, November 1st. And also, a new net, Thursday night. Every Thursday, the Aries net at 8 p.m. Central Time. There's going to be, they actually do practice. Right now, they're teaching you how to do the radiogram, how to fill one out and actually report one, and it's teaching you quite a bit about Aries. And speaking of that, Mike, I did watch that video on Aries. That is a very good video, so I'm going to bring my computer to the meeting, and if we have time, we'll see if everybody wants to watch that video. It is a very good video. Thank you for that. But don't forget, Thursday night, tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Central Time, the Aries Net. The LaPorte Aries Net. Michiana Amateur Radio Club, or MARC, holds a weekly on-the-air net on the K9DEW repeater, 147.330, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. And if that repeater is down, the net will be held on the WB9AGX repeater, 147.390, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. Then we have the Fulton County Skywarn net every Monday at 6 p.m. Central Time on the K9RCR repeater, 442.700, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. Then we have the White County Amateur Radio Society Wednesday night net every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern on the KC9PQA repeater, 147.255, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. Then we have the Simplex Communication Relay net Friday. Every Friday starts at 7:30 p.m. Central Time. On the GMRS Valpo 1 repeater, 460.700 or channel 21, then moves to the N9IAA repeater, 146.685, around 8:15 Central Time. Then we have the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club net, this net, every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. on this repeater, 146.970. This net will be an information net, and everybody is welcome to participate. Club meeting and club news. The LaPorte County Amateur Eagle Club meets the second Monday of every month at the LaPorte Seventh-day Adventist Church at 7 p.m. Central Time. The address is 1480 Boyd Boulevard, LaPorte, Indiana. The next official club meeting will be October 13th. Membership is not required to sit in on a meeting, and meetings are not required to be a member. If you do attend a meeting, though, you are encouraged to stay and learn a few radio tips and tricks during our meeting presentations. We've had solar demonstrations, digital mode demonstrations, as well as remote operation demonstrations, and guest speakers from time to time. As a matter of fact, this September meeting, we had Rachel Cobb from the National Weather Service to talk about weather emergencies and the National Weather Service as a whole, and radio communication, ham radio communication, and how they work together. We would also like to announce that membership dues can now be paid online via the website. Just go to lpcarc.org, and on the left side of the home page, click Club Membership. Then when the next page appears, you will see in the center of the page a membership form. Please fill that out. That's for our records, so we can at least have your email address. Then under that is a Pay Online button. Click Pay Online. Fill out all the fields. All fields must be filled in order for the transaction to work properly. And as it is through PNC Bank, so it is secure. Well, I do not speak APRS. Come to our club breakfast, 8 a.m. the first Saturday of each month at the Sugar Bowl Restaurant, conveniently before the siren test, 402 West, U.S. 20, Michigan City. We have another club breakfast every Thursday, 8 a.m. at Mama T's Diner, 607 Lincoln Way, LaPorte. Michigan City EMA is accepting applications. Go to the police station lobby, get your application, go home if you want, fill it out, come back at another time, and turn it into attention Captain Jesse. Again, Michigan City EMA accepting applications. If you're looking for a good opportunity to hang out with other ham radio operators, we're looking to learn more about radio and or POTA. Come out to Potato Creek every Saturday, weather permitting, to play radio or just hang out or work on projects, whatever you want. Starts between 8 a.m., 9 a.m. Eastern, goes until about 3 or 4 p.m. Eastern. For more information, you can contact somebody on the 147.330-K9DEW repeater. Find out all the details. And, yes, I was getting to that, Ryan. Except for this Saturday, October 11th. There is a joint POTA activation at the Kingsbury Fish and Wildlife Park just south of LaPorte. Setup starts around 8 a.m. Central Time, and everybody's going to meet at Lot 5A by the Tamarack Boat Launch. The talk-in will be on three repeaters, the 147.330, K9DEW repeater, the 146.610, K9JSI, and the 146970 W9LY repeaters. So one of those three repeaters, you should be able to get assistance getting out to the joint activation. Sounds like it's going to be a really good time. And like Ryan was saying earlier, if you don't want to activate, there's going to be plenty of other things to do or talk about. It's not just about POTA. It's just about getting everybody together and having a good time. Okay, it's that time. Now that I've warmed up the repeater for John, John, K9PGC, if you're still out there, useless information, it is your turn. Go ahead, sir. This is AC9HO Net Control. Ruh-roh. I think we caught him snoozing. Oh, I moved my mic. Yeah, I think we caught him snoozing. K9PGC, John, if you're ready, the repeater is yours. Just when he thought it was safe to walk away. So I'll go ahead and do weather at a glance, and then we'll give John another call. I'm going to let the repeater reset. I hope I was transmitting that whole time. Did that weather at a glance go through? Not a word.
Nope.
Serious? I was not paying any attention. Did that really not go through?
It didn't.
Not a word, Kurt. I thought I fixed it. I thought I had a bad connection. Apparently that's not it. Well, let's see if John's out there. K9PGC, John, do you have useless information? All right, now I know I'm transmitting. So, we'll try the weather at a glance again, then we'll try John again. He must have got pulled away, or maybe we took too long. Frost advisory from October 9th at 3 a.m. to October 9th at 8 a.m. Tonight, areas of frost after 3 a.m., otherwise clear with a low around 36, north wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming calm after midnight. Thursday, areas of frost before 8 a.m., otherwise sunny with a high near 63, southeast wind around 5 miles per hour. Thursday night, patchy frost after 3 a.m., otherwise mostly clear with a low around 40, east wind 5 miles per hour. Friday, patchy frost, 8 a.m., before 8 a.m., otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 66. South wind, 5 to 10, Friday night, a 20% chance of showers before 1 a.m., mostly cloudy, with a low around 49. South wind, around 5 miles per hour, becoming west after midnight. Saturday, sunny, with a high near 64. Saturday night, mostly clear, with a low around 45. Sunday, sunny, with a high near 68. Sunday night, partly cloudy, with a low around 49. And Monday, Columbus Day, mostly sunny, with a high near 71. Aye. I gotta get that fixed. Never does it when I'm not doing the net. That's the hard thing. But anyway, John, K9PGC, have a feeling you might have had to walk away. If you were there, useless information, go ahead, sir. Okay, Bob, thanks for sending that text for me. We'll give John a little time. Swap and shop. Swap and shop session is now open. Any stations with amateur radio-related items for sale are wanted, loan, borrow, swap and shop. Please call now. This is AC9HO Net Control.
Chicken.
We got a chicken. Go ahead, Dave. Do you have anything for the net?
W9DLP, no, nothing for the net. BSK, anything for the net? Yep, I guess she's warming dinner. I guess that means no.
Oh, what are we having?
Leftover Papa Bowls and mozzarella sticks from Papa John's last night.
Yeah, I think I'll pass. I had burgers, macaroni and cheese, and fries tonight. the best part was the burgers, really. All right, Dave and Sue, thank you for checking in. You guys have a good evening and good rest of your week. And Dave, you didn't have anything, correct?
No, we did the test last Saturday. I think BV and ALK and UMI and I don't know, I might leave somebody out here, but thanks for all the help. Siren test and that. And yeah, we're late checking in today tonight because we're talking about food. Well, we're going to have at our banquet at the end of the year for emergency management. So other than that, no. Somebody wants to buy my Explorer.
Now you're trying to sell that thing like you're going to make money off of it. I will let you know this. I am starting to post more on the club Facebook, which is the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club organization on Facebook. Not saying that you need to get on Facebook, Dave, unless you already are. But anybody that's following, I'm going to start posting your siren test for every month. I've already posted November's. So hopefully, oh, Hayden posted a picture. That is cool that you got that on that radio. Anyway, sorry, backtrack. So hopefully more people will be checking in on Saturdays for you.
Well, that, the more the merrier. We did surprisingly well because ALK, his wife, calls in a couple locations. He can hear two of them. Sue called in a location. I called in a location. We did, for the half dozen check-ins, we did like a dozen locations.
Oh, there you go. There you go. That's not a bad turnout at all. And for anybody that's interested on that Facebook, stuff like this gets posted. Actually, it was John, but it's H-A-Y's picture in the radio. I'm a little confused. I think John Opsek, I'm sorry if I'm saying that wrong, posted a picture of, I think it's Hayden's radio, a Radtail radio, and his screen on the radio has his call sign and the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club logo. Yeah, it's the logo. It says K9JSI and W9LY in the middle and ARRL and all that fun stuff. So pretty cool stuff. It's a good group. So if you're not following it, I recommend you do. All right, Dave and Sue, thanks again for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week.
You're welcome, Curtis. You do a great job. Thank you. You help me on the side.
Yeah, thank you for the kind words. And you do a great job on the once-a-month siren test and the weather events if we have any. So appreciate all your help. Any other check-ins, comments, questions, anything at all? And swap and shop, that's open too. So if you have anything for sale, wanted, loan, borrow, radio related, please call now.
KD9WXK.
Comment.
Okay, I was pausing for more. We got Ryan and we got Mike there. KD9WXK. Go ahead, Ryan.
I forgot to mention earlier because I was pretty excited about this Saturday, but another project that I've been working on, and it's probably starting next week, I'll be helping them out with it. I got a couple of hams working on, building a QMX, and personally, I've never built one of those before, and I know that they're a little technical, but without needing really too much surface mounting experience or anything to get that job done. Just toroids is probably the trickier part, what it sounds like. It should be a pretty straightforward process, just having to be really detail-oriented to get it right the first time. But, it'll be a fun project. I'll let everybody know how it goes if people are interested in maybe building the QMX, because the wait list for pre-ordering, like a fully assembled one, I think it's somewhere around 4 to 6 months still. But it should be an enjoyable project. Back to Net Control.
Contact. Okay, we got another contact there. I think that might have been WB9YPA. Apologies if I'm wrong. Ryan, yes, definitely keep us posted on that. We're always interested in everybody's projects and whatnot and how they work for them or how they don't. We like to hear about it, so please fill us in. And let's see, I'm going to go in order how they came, how the comments came. So Mike, N9OKA, go ahead with your comment.
Thanks, Kurt. First of all, I want to say thanks for running the net. You do always do a great job. You did miss one thing, though. In the news there, and I believe in our next meeting we're going to be voting new officers in, and I've thought about running for election. I'm not sure if there are any vacancies, or maybe I could go after club president. I'm making a list of if I am elected, I will, and all-you-can-eat buffets at the top of my list for every meeting, N9OKA.
making nominations early, I believe. But you are right. I did forget that. We are having our elections in the next meeting, so feel free to join in. All the current officers are nominated, but we are seeking other nominations for before the election. So Rich can correct me if I'm wrong on that, but I'm pretty sure that's going to be what's going on. And I thank you, Mike, for bringing that up. The other contact, which I believe was WB9YPA, I'm not sure. Go ahead. This is AC9HO Net Control.
Yep. If Ryan has any questions on that QMX, I'm not sure which one he's building. If he's building the QMX Plus or the QMX, but I have built a QMX, and it did work when I finished it. So if he has any questions, the main tough part of that, I think the most difficult part is getting the one toroid adjusted for the proper inductances so that you get the proper or get good enough sensitivity on all of the bands. So just wanted to throw that out there for Ryan. This is WB9YPA, back to net control.
Okay, Mike, thank you for that. Ryan, do you have anything for Mike?
This is KD9WXK. Thanks for that comment there. I watched a couple of videos of some people who have built it on YouTube and talking about it, and I have worked on some bigger projects. My wife has even built some on her own. They weren't ham radio specifically, but just bigger kit projects and stuff to play around with. So I don't anticipate any real issues. And I have Raptoroids before, so I'm hoping that a little bit of experience I've had with that. You know, like I said, detail-oriented, making sure that you get, you know, the magnet wire cleaned well before you do any soldering stuff and make sure you got the right wraps and all that. And I'm sure it'll be just fine. Because I've heard that it's got really good instructions and things with it, too. But I will definitely keep you guys posted. I'm anticipating it'll probably take, you know, with the antenna, the QMX, and the dummy load. I'm sure it'll take like a couple weeks to kind of, you know, work our way through those. And I know that people I'm helping, they've built a dummy load before, a rather simple one. So this will give them a lot of good soldering practice, and it should be a lot of fun. Back to net control, KD9WXK.
Rock roll.
All right, I didn't hear a beep. Did I not transmit again?
Come out, wherever you are.
Oh, if this thing didn't cost so much, I'd put my hand right through it. Anyway, Ryan, yes, please keep us up to date. I said that if it was me doing it, it would take a couple months. If you can get it done in a week or two, that's really good in my book. But definitely keep us up to date on that. And that opens the floor up for comments, questions, general check-ins, anybody anywhere, swap and shop, anything at all. This is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now. And I do apologize for the dead air. Like I said, ever since the update, I have had a number of problems. I thought it was a loose connection, but apparently it's not that. It might be more internal. So hopefully they got another. I know there's another update coming. I just don't know when. Again, we'll call one more time. Oh, actually, let's see if John's out there. KA9PGC. John, are you out there? Okay, I don't know where he went, but he must have had something very important to do. So maybe next week we'll get him, or maybe I misunderstood him and he said he didn't have any useless information this week, but I thought he said he did. But that's okay. Life gets in the way sometimes. Comments, questions, check-ins, swap and shop, please call now.
KD9HAY.
Yeah, go ahead, Hayden.
With regards to the QMX, I'm sure you probably know this if you've read the instructions, but do not power them with lithium iron phosphate batteries. They'll blow up. And also be very sure that if you buy some barrel connectors off Amazon, that they are indeed the correct size, because despite being labeled the correct size, some of them are a millimeter off, and connecting and disconnecting power to them rapidly will fry the board. Bill Fried is doing that, so they are extremely power sensitive, so be very careful.
Amen to that.
Can I get a second or a third? Well, that's interesting. That's good to know. Ryan, do you have any comments?
Yeah, I remember reading about that and hearing that, like, you have to keep it no higher than 12 volts. So you can't do 13.8 or whatever. We you know, typically run out of, like, a, you know, our batteries and stuff for off-grid POTA and things. So I do have one of those small, you know, PD batteries that can do like 5-12 volt delivery, and have a cable for it, so it makes sure it is doing 12 volt. And I also, in regards to barrel connectors, I did just order, because the pigtail that they have on their site is like $1 for the pigtail. So I just did the pigtail right off of their website to make sure I have at least one that, you know, they have sourced and not, you know, something I went and sourced off of Amazon. So I should be good there. But like I said, I will keep everybody up to date. And I know that there's a whole set of instructions on calibrating thing. It takes a while to calibrate. So I look forward to it. It'll be a fun project. But if anybody has any other tips and stuff, feel free to let me know. But I'll keep everybody updated. Gideon WXK, back to next show.
Okay, very good. Yes, I did key up that time. If I paused too long, you guys are probably all thinking, is he talking? But I'm looking forward to hearing how that works out for you, Ryan. So, all right, again, any comments, questions, general check-ins, anybody anywhere, this is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now. Okay, with that, I think I'm going to conclude this session of LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club Net. We had 16 check-ins. I would like to thank all the amateur radio operators that checked into the net this evening, and that was check-ins, not chickens. I will now return the repeater back to normal general amateur use, or as normal as it can get. This is Kurt, AC9HO Net Control, clear at 8:41 p.m. Central Time, 73, and have a good evening.
Why am I hungry for chicken?
I don't know. Some guy that constantly talks to himself keeps saying chickens. We should add a what are you drinking segment. I tend to have a different drink almost every time I do the net. Tonight I bought some moonshine down at Tennessee and got pumpkin roll. That's pretty good. I could get in some trouble with this stuff if I'm not careful.
I have to be careful myself. I'm dealing Mad Dog tonight. Mad Dog 2020.
Boy, does that sound like it's a perfect fit for you there, Mike.
Shame on me. I was taking notes earlier on what to say. I was going to get the mind dump here if I didn't.
Well, you notice what happens when I go off script. It doesn't end well. So I know the feeling.
Yeah. It's a good thing I don't have chandeliers in this room.
Oh my, you might want to slow down on the Mad Dog.
Yeah, I'm kind of in a Tarzan mood here, huh?
Oh, that's funny.
I didn't overdo it tonight. It's pretty late, but I really enjoy this net.
Oh, no, you were fine. Nope, I don't care if it goes until 10 o'clock might get a little late, but no, I'm fine. If it's done before 9 o'clock, I'm happy. If it's not, I'm happy. I'm an easygoing guy. I just hope everybody else enjoys it, too. It is a directed net, but I kind of use that word loosely. I will say this, that if there is a official directed net, like an Aries net, a weather net, yeah, definitely keep the chatter to the minimum. But for this kind of net, yeah, we'll let it go.
Well, John had quite a day today. I talked to him a little earlier. He was doing a bike ride. He's over in Michiana Shores on Lake Shore Drive. So I have to wonder if he didn't nod off.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering, if he dozed off, which is okay. That means he needed it.
Oh, yeah. I was talking to him to begin with, and he had a battery problem. He was going to change batteries, and then another station come on out there out of Winnemac. I was talking to, and I never heard from him again.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. That's a pretty good trip from Winnemac. Maybe it just died out on him or something. I don't know. Or life got in the way.
Yeah, Rich was out there, too. I was talking to Rich and John, and then that other station from Winnemac came in, and Rich was over in Michigan City. He said he had to go for a while, and, but, yeah, I think John had a pretty long day today.
Yeah, he works a lot. I don't know if he's working, but he does work a lot. I got to work, let's see, I take off early today for a doctor's appointment, and then tomorrow I work 10 hours, and then I'm off Friday. So that's why I'm hoping, since I'm off Friday, that maybe I'll have some free time on Sunday. I don't really have anything planned except for going to the POTA thing on Saturday. I don't think I have much else planned. I need to get my pool closed. I haven't done that yet. I got it running right now because it's supposed to get pretty cold, and I didn't want anything to freeze, which I doubt it would, but you never know. My luck, it would. But I'll shut it off in the morning. But yeah, I need to get the cover on. I need to drain it and get the cover on it, get all the right chemicals in it and everything, and hoping to have that done this weekend sometime, if not Friday.
Well, I was following you at Weather on a Glance over here at weathergov.com, NOAA Weather, and they're calling for a frost advisory tonight. Areas of frost after 3 a.m. Get the hammer out, man.
Ah, it did it again. Man, oh man, I need to start paying. I have another radio that I can look at and know if I'm keying up or not. So, but basically I said, yep, I mentioned that when I did my Weather at a Glance, and at that time of year, if anybody's got flowers or plants or anything that needs to be covered up, now's time to do it. And it was 47 this morning when I got in the truck, and tomorrow's going to be quite a bit chillier. And since I have the Mustang now, my truck's parked outside, so I'm probably going to have to scrape my windows, maybe.
I'm starting to worry. I'm getting a little concerned. My neighbor hasn't knocked on my door yet with a bag full of green tomatoes. I love bright green tomatoes, and he brings them over to me every fall.
Yeah, that's interesting. I'm wiggling my wires here, don't mind me. I'm trying to track down that whatever it is that's happening here. I'm not liking it one bit. That's making a weird noise. Yeah, I never got into the green tomato thing. I didn't really get into the red tomato thing.
I love them. Last two nights now I've had BLTs for supper. The bacon, well, we got more bacon, just need to cook it up. But I got enough left for one more sandwich. But yeah, I love tomatoes. And I'm thinking about making a big pot of chili since it's getting cooler out. I love tomatoes in my chili.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't mind all that stuff. I love the tomatoes on my burgers and on my BLTs. I didn't for a long time as a kid. And then I finally, I'll never forget, I went to Wendy's for lunch at work. And so we went out to Wendy's, and I was super, super hungry. And normally I order it without lettuce and without tomato and just the onion and whatever. And that night I was so hungry, I was like, you know what, let's just everything, put everything on it. And I've been eating them that way ever since.
I didn't jump in there when you said that, but man, maybe my dad and your dad were brothers or something. It's every meal, I don't care if it was breakfast or whatever, the first thing he'd reach for was a bowl of ketchup.
Well, that's one thing we didn't do much in my household growing up, and I still don't, is breakfast. We rarely ever eat breakfast, and I still rarely eat breakfast unless it's for dinner. Typically, I'm just like my dad in that way, too. I typically eat once a day. I might have a snack or something in the middle of the day if I get hungry, but usually it's just dinner. And, but yeah, I can catch up on everything, pretty much. But, that said, all he eats is meat and potatoes. He does not like Italian, so he will not eat spaghetti, lasagna, nothing. It's literally red meat and potatoes and tacos from time to time, but and usually not steaks either. It's usually what's that, ground chuck steak or whatever it is. I don't know what it is, but it's basically hamburger, you know, and, or he'll have hamburgers, you know, just the patties. He won't even have it on a bun with lettuce and tomato or anything, just the patty. Yeah. Whatever works, I guess.
Yeah, my wife, when she was still alive, her favorite place to eat was that steakhouse over in Michigan City, and I can't think of the name of it now. It's by pretty close to Border North, and she'd always order a steak, and I would order the grub steak, which is what you're talking about. It was a ground-up of a Spurtner hamburger, but I liked it. I enjoyed it. I'd let her get a steak, and I'd eat the grub.
Wow, there it didn't key up again. I don't know what's going on. I wiggle about my wires. Anyway, yeah, that was Texas Corral. That's still there. Back then, they were probably still throwing peanuts on the floor. They don't do that anymore. But I tell you what, I went there years and years ago. Probably not too far from the time that you and your wife were going there. Excuse me. And, but I've gone recently this year, twice, and had a ribeye. Man, oh man, way better than they used to be. At least for the ribeyes I had, they were really, really good. I mean, probably the best steak I've had in Michigan City. I haven't gone to too many places in Michigan City, for steak, but, that's probably one of the best, in my opinion.
I'm pretty sure that's what she would order was a ribeye. But that was a while ago. I'm trying to think of that other all you can eat that was down the road from there a ways. I can't remember the name of that place. They made a great steak.
That was probably Ryan's.
That's it, yeah. I'll tell you what about Ryan's, though. You had to stand outside for 45 minutes till you got to the register.
You know, and I, as popular as that place was, it must have died out or something, because I remember those lines. And I only went there a couple times, and every time I went there, they never had steak. It's a steakhouse, and it was always out. They never made enough or bought enough. In one case, they literally ran out. There was no steak for the night. But even when they had steak, they didn't make it fast enough, and I always missed it. So I never got to have much of their steak. I enjoyed the rest of the buffet, but that was it. My favorite growing up was Ponderosa. That's where I liked to go as a kid. But there's none of those around anymore.
Oh, man, I'm with you there, too. Yeah. The one here in LaPorte, when me and the wife were both working, I would come home from work and she had a note on the refrigerator with a $5 bill in it. Said, go to Ponderosa and eat lunch. They had no eating for $5 over there at the time. And I tell you what, man, I couldn't get enough of their wings. I just love their chicken wings.
Yeah, and their steaks were pretty good, too. At least back then, for me, they were. That was before I really knew what a good steak was. that's another thing. My mom, when she makes steak, when you cut it, you're cutting it with a knife for sure, and you're getting that meat dust as you're cutting. That's how she cooked her steaks. They were chewy. So that's how I ordered my steak from Ponderosa. Well done. And now, nope, not even close. Well, I go medium now, but I don't mind it. Even if it's bloody, I don't mind it. I'll still eat it.
For many years, we owned a campground site over at Chilestone Campground in Plymouth, and they still had a Ponderosa there. And it finally closed up there also, but... Boy, I'll tell you, when me and the wife would go there, she'd get a steak, and I'd just get the buffet just to keep the cost down. But I would eat wings until she had that look in her eyes where she wanted to go home. I never got full off them wings. I'd just keep going and going back and going back.
That's funny. Well, you do realize there's not a lot of meat on wings, so you probably can't eat a lot of them. I've never been a big wing guy. We got, what, 3 wing places in LaPorte now? I hear the one down by Rural King is pretty good. One of the owners, I think, or if he's not an owner, he's like a manager there, but he also works at where I work during the day. He brings her food sometimes. And it's usually pretty good, so we haven't gone there yet. But like I said, I've never really been much of a wing guy. I don't know why.
Well, I've never eaten wings at these 3 places here in town. I have a gift card in my junk drawer for V-Dubs, for Buffalo Wild Wings. And my number 2 son that lives with me, he's getting ready to start work over there at B-Dubs, and so, I mean, I got to use my gift card or I may have been bringing home mistakes or whatever they call it. N9OKA.
AC9HO, you live right, like, next to one. I'm surprised you don't go there all the time.
Yeah, Wings, etc. Yeah, that's right down the street. I used to go there all the time for DoorDash when I worked for them for a couple
too surprising, being DoorDash. I've never tried that. We don't mind driving up and getting it and coming home. Kind of gets us out of the house for a minute. Well, Mike, I need to jump off of here. It's my bedtime. Got one more work day, and then I'm off for 3 days, so that'd be nice. So I'm going to go one more go around, and then we're going to jump off here for the night.
All right, Kurt, yeah, it's pretty near 9 o'clock here. My clock says 8:59, but been a pleasure talking to you. Enjoy the Nets every Wednesday night, too. So, but you take care, don't work too hard tomorrow. Like my granddaddy used to tell me, work is good for the morale, but bad for the back. We'll catch you on there next time, and, if there's any way in the world you could help me Sunday, I would really appreciate it, but you can't, no, I understand. But 7-3, it's N9OKA. Ruh-roh, I don't know if they came back or not.
N9OKA.
Good evening. Was that KD9BVV?
Yeah, Mike's Josh. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
Oh, not too bad. Just got home a few minutes ago. It's been a while. I've been on the radio and, Jesus. I checked into the net real quick and I was at my parents' house and I forgot. It was about like 7:20. I had to hurry up and I heard them talking about, caught the good time about that event Saturday. So, yeah, but other than that, I haven't been on the radio in about 3 weeks. Been pretty busy.
Yeah, man. I don't know, is it winding down for you now? You're still busy?
Still busy, but it's not really work. It's work's normal. I get off about 2:30, 3 o'clock every day, but it's just a bunch of other stuff going on, so been doing that. What have you been up to?
As little as possible. That's no good. I need to start getting out of here and go to work out every day or every other day. I gotta start doing that tomorrow. I paid for a membership and I gotta start using it.
Yeah. Maybe get out and just hit it for half an hour or so, or do a little bit what you can, and start from there.
Man, it was beautiful out today. I should have went. I went to Walmart and the Dollar General and a few other places, and didn't go work out. And it was so nice out, I should have.
Well, hopefully. It looks like it's going to start cooling down a little bit, so that's always a plus.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm hoping to see a big difference in my NIPSCO bill. My God, they shocked me 2 months ago when we had all that 90-degree days. I had over $400 NIPSCO bill.
Oh yeah, I was right there with you. Mine was pretty dang high, and I got the bill this month. It's coming back down. It came back down, so hopefully for what month are we in now? October. Hopefully October so it should be back down to normal now. But I'm thinking we're gonna probably open the windows here soon, real soon. I gotta look at the long range and make sure. I think we're going to do that now.
Oh, yeah, me too. I bought new windows for the front half of my house. I lived here for 20 years or more, and I never opened up the front windows. I had one out of five that I could open partly, but I can open all five of them up now. I got them all new, so I need to start doing that myself. Let Mother Nature cool the house down.
Yeah, that's what we like to do when we can. Open the windows, and we'll leave them open until it gets too cold. And then turn the heat on.
Well, I have breathing issues with COPD. I need to have it halfway cool in here to breathe good. And, man, NIPSCO, they hurt me with my central air. I had to cut that way back.
Yeah, I was, it was a rough few months there, I know that, because ours was real high, too, for a few months. But now it's coming down, so that's good. Like I said, we're going to open the windows and let some fresh air in, cooler air in, and go from there. But, you plan to come out Saturday?
Yes, yes, that's my plans. I made it to the bonfire last weekend, and I want to make it to the POTA this weekend. I missed some of the other events that we had because of that 90-degree weather. I didn't go, but I felt bad about it afterwards, but I do plan to go out to Kingsbury this weekend, yeah, N9OKA.
KE9BBB. Yeah, good. I plan to also. I was planning on going out to the bonfire, was that last Friday? The last Saturday? Yeah, but then got caught up in something and couldn't make it out there. I was trying to go, but stuff happens always, and seems like I'm always getting busier and busier.
I was beginning to wonder there when it first started at 6 o'clock in the evening. There was four of us there, but over the hours, little by little, more showed up.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Yeah, I made it last year, but I didn't make it this time. I was kind of bummed I didn't, but we had stuff was going on that I forgot about, and it lasted a while, so. Oh, well. But, yeah, no, I kind of miss going to meetings, too, because I bowl every Monday. I bowl Sundays and Mondays now, so I miss the meetings, too, which kind of sucks right now. But, yeah, but I'm going to come out Saturday, though.
Yeah, back in my younger days, I used to bowl, do a couple of bowling weeks, and I'd bowl a couple times a week. But I haven't done that in a long time.
Yeah. My wife and I, we bowl on Sunday nights together. And then Monday night, I just bowl. And then now she bowls on Thursday nights. So most of the time I come there and hang out and watch.
I did pretty good the first couple of years bowling. Then I started getting worse instead of better.
Yeah, that happens. I'm actually doing not too bad right now. The season just started about a month ago. And yeah, right now I'm doing pretty good right now, especially, well, I'm doing better on my Monday night league than I am Sunday, but yeah, I'm starting to get in the groove again.
Yeah, the boys, the only thing is the boys, they're not even around anymore. I used to go to Suburban and Rose Bowl over in Michigan City, and they're both gone now.
Yeah, I remember Suburban. I've been there a couple times to bowl.
I think the building's still there, but the place is closed up now. I think the Rose Bowl is a Goodwill store now over on Franklin Street.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, Suburban, I think it's like a, what is that? It's right next to Trail Creek right there. Does it come out of church or some kind of center or something like that, I think.
Okay. I haven't been over there in a while. I can't remember what's in the Rose Bowl now. Maybe it's the Salvation Army. I know it's across the street from Dairy Queen on Franklin.
Okay. Okay, yeah. I haven't been down that way in a long time, but, yeah, I know what area that is, but, can't picture what's right there.
Yeah, maybe it's the Salvation Army, you know, I can't remember. There's a, the building has two, places in it. One's a tavern, as it used to be anyway. It used to be a tavern and then the Rose Bowl there.
Yeah, okay, that's good. Yeah, I just, like I said, getting back, getting on the radio. I haven't been on in a while, and, yeah, I needed to do some POTA, so I'll go out there, maybe do a little bit Saturday, and go from there.
What kind of equipment are you going to bring?
I don't know. I'll bring my 891, and I'll probably bring my Zygu 6100 QRP 5-watt radio. I'll bring my mast, 20-foot mast. I got a new hitch mount for it. Like a flag mount that goes into the hitch, so I'm going to put my mast in there and set it up. And then I got a 49-to-1 end fed I'll put up, and I don't know, I might bring my vertical 17 or 25-foot lip, one or two, maybe.
What kind of mast do you have?
It's a 20-foot carbon fiber mast, called the POTA 20. I got on Gigaparts a while back. It works real good. It collapses down to like 17 inches.
Okay, I was asking because I seen a mast that they have over at Harbor Freight. A 20-footer for $100. I don't know what it collapses down to.
Oh yeah, I've seen those. Yeah, that's like a flagpole mast. This is for radio. It's real. I think the base width of it, or the diameter of it, is like inch and a quarter, or inch, something like that, inch and a half maybe. And then, I don't know how many sections it's got, but it's all carbon fiber, and it goes up to 20 feet. Works real well. I might eventually get another one. I think Hayden's got the other one that's a 33-foot, which they came out that not too long ago. I kind of want to get one of those also. That way I can have a little bit higher reach. But the 20 does good, though. I've taken out the parks and stuff, and it works pretty good.
UB9 to YTA.
There he is, WB9 YPA, good evening.
Good evening, gentlemen. Hey, yep, I am mobile and I'm back in town, back in South Bend. So, yeah, I'm coming in through off the 220 repeater here. But hey, Mike, I wanted to just get with you real quick. Hey, do you need some help with the with that 220 antenna?
Well, it's kind of weird because I can get into your repeater now, but I'm not hearing you right now. You see, you're coming in through the 220. I have it on 220 port 280, and I don't hear you.
Yeah, you that repeater has a problem. The South Bend machine is 223.98. Yeah, that's 223.98. So that's why you're not hearing me.
Well, I'm on 223.980, and I don't hear you on that one either. I don't know what's going on here, if I've got the right offsets or what.
Yeah, if that's what the display is showing, then you're tuned to the right one. So, yeah, that one night, Brian was telling me how he was talking to you on the South Bend machine, and the reason why you were into the repeater was there was a band cutting. I'm convinced that's why, was because there was a really good band opening, and so that's why you were getting into South Bend machine real good. But you normally should be able to get into South Bend, especially with that harvest antenna, that 3/5/8 wave and that collinear, you should have no trouble. That should be working great for you. So I'm thinking you might have another problem there. And if you want some help with that, I'd be glad to come over and help you anytime. So I don't know, are you free tomorrow?
Yes, I am, yeah.
Okay, what would be a good time for me to stop over there?
Well, normally I'm a night person. I don't get up very early. I don't know what's good for you. I'll be ready. I'll be ready for you.
Do you usually monitor the LaPorte repeater? Do you normally monitor this machine when you're up?
I monitor the other one, the LaPorte machine. This is Michigan City here.
That sounds good. Okay, I'll call you on this one then. Okay. Yeah, that'll be fine. Yeah, I'll give you a call and let you know. I'll give you an ETA of when I could be there. Yeah, I don't have any work tomorrow. Well, I do, but that's not going to be an all-day deal. So sometime what, early afternoon, Mike?
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. You talking this repeater or the other one?
Yeah, this one. We're on 9/7, I think.
Yeah. I'll monitor this one also. I can monitor two repeaters at the same time. I usually hang out on the other one with port, but that's no problem. I can monitor this one as well. N9OKA.
Okay, very good. Mike, I'll plan for about 2:00 in the afternoon. Two tomorrow afternoon then.
Okay. Yeah, I'm on Chicago time, not that it even matters, it doesn't, but I'm on Chicago time.
3 o'clock my time. So, okay, I'll plan to be there over at your place about 2 p.m. your time.
That would be great. I'd really love to make 220 great again over here. What do you think?
Okay. All right. Hey, I need to let the other guy have a chance in here. So I've been hogging it here. So I don't want to break things up. So this is WB9YPA. I'll give you a call tomorrow then, Mike. I'm clear.
Okay, Mike, 7-3, so I'll be expecting you then. WB9YPA and 9OKA.
W9YPA, KE9BBB. Yeah, you're fine. You're not cutting in or anything. I'll just grab a drink of water and let you guys talk. That's fine. Have a good evening.
Yeah, Josh, I've been having trouble with my 220 rig over here and my antenna. It's working okay for the moment, but I still have question marks whether I've actually programmed the repeaters right here.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I ordered that one. I don't know when it's going to be here. That, I don't even know what it is, that copper one that I talked to you about, that KD9BBR on his website.
Yeah, I forgot the name of that. Well, he's calling it a J, or is he? It's not really a J.
Yeah, I forget. It was, it's like a folded over J pole or something, because it's a little more than a J pole, but yeah, I ordered that, so I just ordered that the other day, so I don't know when it'll be here.
Roger that. Well, good. I'll have to get back with you here pretty soon and see how it does for you.
Yeah, we'll see, and see how it goes from there, but, yeah, it should be fine. Like I said, I can be a lot better so I can get into South Bend. I mean, I can get into it, but it's very scratchy. But, I still have a good setup for 220, but I will here soon, so that'll be fun tonight. We can get on 220 and talk and, like you said, make it great again.
Well, the leaves are starting to fall off the tree now. My neighbor has a big tree that's right in front of my antenna in South Bend. And the leaves are starting to fall off of it now, and now I can make the repeater. But I don't know how well I'm getting into it.
Yeah, that's what I gotta do when I gotta get that antenna up, and I gotta get a HF antenna up before winter. I'll probably wait till the leaves start falling to get my HF antenna up. I think I'm going to do a horizontal or make an infed and put up at the house.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've got, I have that problem myself. I have an infed. And it's a horizontal, but I don't think it was put up right. I can't get into 80 meters with it, so I got some people coming Sunday to straighten it up.
KE9BBB. Yeah, I'm not going to be able to get on 80. I don't have enough room for that. I'm just going to do either a 40 meter and fed, or just do a 40-meter long wire, you know, horizontal, so I can do 20 and 40, and that'll be fine for me. I can tune up to, you know, I can tune with a tuner, I can get down to, you know, go flat, and then I can get through 10 meters, and all the way up to 10 meters, or should be able to. So I'll make one. Like I said, I'm going to wait till the leaves fall, because I'm going to have to tie it to a tree out back, and sling it, or you know, run it across the roof, up to the top of the roof, and I'll wait till the leaves start coming down and trim some. I'll do my trimming for the fall that time too, and then I can get it up and get it going.
How are you going to get up in the tree?
Ladder or throw a line up there? Because my backyard's like 50 feet long and long, so I'll just kind of tie it to. The only thing is, I don't know how noisy it's going to be because I got power lines that run above it. So if I run below it and have to go into the roof, it'll be a slight slope, very slight. But we'll see. And then I'll put a mast on the roof and tie it up to. And we'll see. Test it out and see how it goes. Well, like I said, I'll wait till some of the trees start losing leaves so I can get in there and trim the branches back, and I'll tie it up there and go from there. That's the plan.
The tree, my neighbor's tree, I was talking about, it's going halfway into my yard. It's almost to my roof. And I was thinking about using that, but I don't think I'm going to have to now, but I was talking to a couple of stations out here. They were going to use a fishing line with a bunch of sinkers on the end of it, or another one has a slingshot with a fishing reel mounted to it. That's how he's going to get his up in the air.
Yeah, that might work, doing that, but like I said, I really don't have any trees. I don't have really any trees on my property. Actually, I don't. My fence in the back, there's a line of trees that come between my backyard and the neighbor's backyard right behind me. I'm just going to go up there and get a line up there and then just stretch it out to my roof. And then, like I said, I might put a mast on the roof again for this winter and tie it off of there. That way I can have that, and then I got my verticals I can easily put up also if I want to. You know, my portable 17-foot web in the backyard, I can extend that up and switch between both of them then.
Yeah, okay, well, that's the plan. I got to figure out how to run my antenna because it's too long for the roof of my house, so I'm going to have to go somewhere from the start of my roof out to some place and then back to my roof again.
Yeah, I'm not sure on that. I would like if I had a tree in the front yard, I would go from the backyard to the front yard with a wire, or, you know, over the roof, but don't have anything in the front to tie it to, so it has to go on the roof. And, yeah, it's going to have to. Unless I slope it from the backyard down to my garage, or it goes into my garage or something.
Well, whatever I do, I gotta have it together by Sunday when the people are coming over. So I'm gonna, what is this, Wednesday? I gotta get on it. My pickup truck is full of shrubs that I cut down out of my yard. I gotta go dump that so I can go and get some stuff with my truck.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like I said, I'm waiting until leaves start falling, then I'm going to go out there and trim stuff down and take some of that stuff to the dump, but I don't know, I was thinking about also maybe moving my shack to the basement this, before winter, but I don't know, because, I don't know if I want to sit out in the cold again this winter.
Yeah, it's no fun. I used to have my shack in the basement and always had to wear a jacket down there and warm pants because it was a little nippy down there.
Yeah, our basement gets a little cold, but it's not. Nothing, just a sweatshirt, sweatpants, and I'll be fine down there. You know, I got one register that comes off the furnace that just feeds the whole basement, nothing much, but it'll keep it somewhat warm, you know. At least I'm not out in the garage where it's freezing and running a propane heater.
Yeah, it's the same setup I had down the basement. I had one register down there. And, like you say, all I needed was sweatpants and a jacket, and that was fine.
Yeah, that's why I don't know if I do that. But, I don't know. A lot to be done, I tell you that, and we're already running out of time.
Well, I got to take off here for a minute. I don't know how long you plan to be out here, but I got to run. My throat's so dry. I'm having trouble talking. I need to get some ice.
Yeah, I probably should get off here and head to bed. All right, Mike, it was good talking to you. You have a good evening, or good night, and I'll talk to you tomorrow sometime. Maybe on my way home from work. But yeah, have a good night, Mike. I'll say 73 to you. 73N9OKA from KE9BBB. I'll be clear on your final.
73's to you.